and this is Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by our friends at Pizza Hut across Saskatchewan and David Dubé and the Concord Group of Companies. Thanks to David Dubé and the Concord Group for stepping forward. Wheel Estate, check them out online at wheelestate.ca. And also Paul Waldo over there at Royal LePage, the home expert team. I'm joined by the head coach of the Balgonie Greenall Griffins. That is Corey Lechter, the defending champs, who are back in the city final again, this time against Sheldon. Talk about being back in the final, my friend.
It's nice to go back to the show, and we had a tough game against Sheldon in game two, and we're just happy to be there, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, so talk to me about the problems that the Spartans will present you here in this game.
Well, they're a very good starting quarterback. He can throw, he can run. They have a good, really good receiving core. Defense is solid, and they're just an all-around team. So I think we're going to have to do a lot of things right, and you're going to have to probably get a break or two.
Yeah, I think
you're
referring to Keegan Cater, the big, tall quarterback, and Mason Novick, and they've got some other weapons there. Talk about some of the players in your team that help you get to this point, Corey.
Well, we have our quarterback. His name is Jackson Henry. He kind of had to put into duty this year because of injury. Our starting quarterback went down, and Jackson has done a superb job. He led the league in passing. And that's pretty good for a kid that's, you know, just kind of got thrown in there. He was going to be playing receiver, but that plan changed, and he did a pretty good job. And we have another guy on defense. His name is Lane Novak. The kid's all over the field. He loves football. He's a student of the game, and he'll probably play past high school. And he's only a grade 11, so we've got him for another year. So those two key guys are the ones that come to mind for sure.
You know, it's got to be kind of cool for these kids to play in a city championship and to do it at the new stadium too. That's always got to be a thrill.
Oh, you bet. I remember last year when we won it, it was kind of a nice little feeling to say that we were the first 318 to win in that new stadium, and we get to go there again, and it's always fun to be in that championship game. And in 6 years of 3A that we've been in, we've been there four times, so it's really a special time. It's a real busy week for everyone. You know, I got to teach on top of preparing for football, and it's a challenge, and sleep is always a challenge too. So
yeah, talk to me, Corey Lechner of Balgonie Greenall. Four times you've been in the championship since you moved there in the last 6 years. How have you been able to do it?
Well, we have a Bantam RMF program that has really paid dividends. We have kids that have played football. We played in 4A for 4 years, and it was a tough goal because we didn't have our Bantam program at that time. And it's completely different now. We have, I think, a good, really good coaching staff that have really, I think, helped us advance. And we have some really good coaches at our RMF level too, that we have kids that have played and know the game, and it really, really helps for sure.
Has it been more difficult this year to win to be in the championship than it was last year advancing? Like, is the second time around tougher?
I would say it's about the same. We still prepare the same way, and it's just kind of the way it works out, I guess. So
you know, when you win that much and when you're in the championship that much, there's a level of expectation, kind of like how things have built at Leboldus in the 4A.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't want to let down the guys that came before them or the guys that are coming up after them, right?
Oh, you bet. It's a tradition a little bit, and we've been fortunate to have some good players come up to our program from our RMF, and we've had some good, like I say, some good coaches that have, played past high school and CIS levels, and that really helps us, be successful. We're fortunate for sure.
You talked about two players, but what's the strength of your team? What are you going to have to do here on Friday to beat Sheldon and hoist your second trophy in a row?
Well, we've got to shut down Cater for sure. He's, he's a great player. He played Team Sask. He's a national champion, and we have two kids on our roster too. We're on that team too, so. But Keegan's definitely the one we got to really find a way to shut him down. He's a good player, definitely a good player, and he can run, he can throw, and we have to shut down both.
This podcast is about giving shouts out to the players. So who are those two guys that were on the team?
Tristan Capo and Lane Novak, actually.
Okay, cool. So yeah. So you've got a solid athletic and leadership group. Well, good luck in the game, and we'll be following you, okay?
Thanks. Thanks, Ballsy. Take care.
This is Growing the Game with Ballsy. It's brought to you by Wheel Estate. Check them out online at wheelestate.ca. If you have a travel trailer you want to rent out or one you want to rent next camping season, all their rentals backed by a $1 million insurance policy. We're also brought to you by Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage, the home realty team and home expert team over there. Go check them out. And also brought to you by the Concord Group of Companies and David Dubé, and more specifically, Pizza Hut Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Regina, Moose Jaw, North Battleford, Lloyd, Swift, Estevan, Weyburn, Yorkton, Warman, basically everywhere in the province. Stop in at a Pizza Hut and get your next meal. That's a great place to eat. I'm joined on the phone by, I like to call him the Swiss Army knife of the U of S Huskies. That would be Colton Kloss. And how are you today, Colton?
Good, doing really well.
Man, do you have a nickname?
Do I have a nickname? Yes, nope.
No, you don't have it. You've never had a nickname your whole life?
When I played in Regina, there was me and now running back, he's on the Manitoba Bison. They called us Thunder and Lightning, but that was about it.
Okay, so yeah. Would you prefer yourself to be more Thunder or more Lightning?
Back then, I was probably more Thunder. Now, I'm probably a little bit more of both.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, and that's why I call you the Swiss Army Knife, because you can line up, you know, they can line you up at tight end, you can block, they can line you up in the backfield and run, and they can line you up at receiver and have a long touchdown like you did last week against the Rams. Is that versatility something you're proud of?
Yeah, it's something that I'm really happy that I've brought to my game now. Starting off in football, I was more of a power back kind of kid, didn't really have much speed, but you know, training with Joel Lipinski and Ignite and stuff has just helped me step up my game and just be able to, like, in just different times in the game, be able to run someone over or run away from someone. And I think it's just, I'm really proud of that I'm able to, I have both those aspects in my game now.
What has Joel worked on with you in terms of your speed to get you a little bit more fleet of foot, so to speak?
You know, I've been training with Joel since grade 11 in high school. So, you know, it's been losing weight and gaining muscle in different ways was a huge aspect. But in terms of getting faster, just like a lot of lifting weights and just flexibility was a huge thing. And just balancing strength with flexibility and just working on running stride, like just learning how to run properly and functionally. And if I wasn't training with Joel, I don't know if I'd still be playing football or at least playing at the level I'm playing at right now.
Colton Claussen joining us here, offensive weapon for the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. We'll get into your playoff matchup this weekend. Talking about flexibility, I did yoga for the first time this week. I did the hot hatha yoga out in White City. And I'll tell you this right now, man, I work out every day. I'm older than you, but I work out every day. I consider myself in shape. I am not in shape when it comes to yoga. Do you do yoga? What do you do for flexibility?
Flexibility, we just have these, we usually have stretching exercise implemented into our workouts, but I've done yoga too, and it's definitely it's not easy for everyone, even for me, so
that's for sure. You know, in terms of your playmaking ability, do you feel like you're on top of your game? Like, I guess what I'm saying is, in all the years you've played, do you feel like this is the best you've ever been so far?
I think this year's definitely been different, moving into that receiver role. And, you know, I'll never, like, did it my first year a little bit here, but definitely not to, like, the level of where I am now. But right now I think it's probably one of the best years I've played personally. But, you know, I don't want it to be the ceiling. I want to be able to keep growing on each year. And, you know, now going into playoffs, I just want to grow on it. And hopefully I can just keep becoming a better playmaker and making – way more playmaking ability.
What was your biggest transition to Colton Kloss, and you know, from running back to receiver? Like, what was the biggest thing you had to kind of sharpen up your skills with as far as the receiver goes?
I think as a receiver, it's just there's so much, lot more running.
Yeah, no kidding.
First of all,
yeah,
running, but just technical stuff. Just getting away from DBs, running crisp routes, and you know, we have two really good receiver coaches on our team, and Dwayne Dimitrescu, Kid Hillis, both former Huskies. Dimmer played in the CFL, and they've really helped me in just polishing routes. And I still got a long ways to go, but they're definitely putting me on the right track.
So, what is better for you, getting the ball and running somebody over, because I've seen you do that. You got a stocky build. You're thick. Is it more an adrenaline rush to run somebody over when, let's say, you're trying to get into the goal line or get a first down, a key first down? Or is it more exhilarating for you to catch a corner out like you did last week, run it for a 70-yard touchdown, and you basically broke the guy's ankles when you cut inside of him? What's better for you?
I'd say from a general standpoint, running someone over is definitely probably the best feeling, I think. But I've learned this year, scoring touchdowns is really fun too, than always just trucking someone over. So I'm learning. Sometimes I'd rather score touchdowns, but I'm definitely gonna keep trucking guys when I have the opportunity.
You've had some success against the Rams here. Of course, you had a big touchdown last week here. But I remember the first game I called it, because I do the Rams play-by-play. There was a scramble drill. Kyle Siemens comes out of the backfield and he's running across his body, and you keep running, you know, in the back of the end zone and get open in the back. Is that something that the coach has taught you too? You know, that's an art form for a receiver. When your quarterback's in trouble, you got to scramble to get back to him.
We practice scramble rules, so yeah, quarterbacks on the run, guys running short deep, short routes go deep, guys deep come back. I think it's just basic scramble rules, but yeah, definitely something that we practice, and just a great job by Kyle. It's probably one of the best plays he's made all year, is on the run, putting a ball in a perfect spot that only I could get it, and yeah, I remember that. That was a great play.
You got two really good different kind of quarterbacks. We talked about Kyle Siemens. He can get out of trouble. He can use his legs, as he did last week with a 37-yard run in the game against Regina early. And he can keep plays alive with his feet. Then you got Mason Nias, who when he throws, one thing I like about Nias, I like the leadership and the versatility of Siemens. I like the leadership of Nias, and I like the way Nias, I mean, his first ball is just like his last ball. Just as hard, just the same. You'd never know if he's throwing his first ball or his 50th ball of the day.
Yeah, and I think Kyle, like, it's having both of those guys is amazing. You know, we have Kyle, who's a little bit more versatile with his feet. But yeah, when Mason comes in there, it's not like some teams, you know, they have one quarterback and then they're putting in a backup, and you have that idea of, oh, we need to form this guy or develop this guy so he's ready. But as soon as Mason goes in, that doesn't cross anybody's mind. I think even when we're in UBC, Mason came in and we didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, with you, it's been interesting because you guys have had some injuries in the offensive side of things too. Like Sam Baker goes down that Manitoba game, wrecks his shoulder, he's out for the year. I know you were looking to be called upon this year, but you've had to shoulder a lot of the load. How's the body held up so far?
Body's actually feeling better in the last few weeks. But I know. Like I knew when Sam went down, like Sam was one of our key targets coming this year, and he's having a great season so far throughout the first two games. Yeah. But I knew that I was going to have to step up, and I think that's why they put me in that position too, because they know that I'd be able to make plays, and I just wanted to step up, and I just want to do whatever I can do to help this team win.
Okay, we're getting into the playoff matchup in a second, but you sound like you're struggling with the cold, and I know it gets to be a lot of people that I know are struggling with this nasty cold, as I can hear you coughing there. That's something that can be tough for a football team, because you guys are all sharing a common space. How's the flu bug biting the Huskies right now?
Right now, I think on our team, most guys are getting it out of their system. I'm actually feeling pretty good, other than the cough and the voice. it's crazy. And you got 80 guys on a football team. One guy gets sick, it can really spread around real fast.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what are you taking in school, Colton?
I'm in political studies right now, and I'm writing my LSAT this February.
So what are your plans after your football career is done and after your university days are done? What do you want to do?
I want to get in the law. That's the goal right now. But first of all, I want to see how far football can take me, if it takes me any farther than college ball.
Do you think if it doesn't take you farther than college ball, and the way you're going, it might, because a lot of teams need a versatile Canadian, the Swiss Army knife, as I like to call them. But if it doesn't take you that route in terms of playing, would you like to coach, like, you know, some of the former Huskies you mentioned?
Oh, I definitely think about coming back and coaching when I'm older, because such a great game, and like, it's just amazing to see how many guys that did play come back and coach because they miss it. And yeah, definitely, I feel in years to come, I definitely come back and coach.
Now, you're a Saskatoon boy, and just for people that don't know, like Kyle Siemens, you played with the Regina Thunder. What did the Thunder program and junior football mean for your development?
I think coming out of high school, I didn't really have any offers. I didn't have any college offers. I went to a couple Hilltop winter camps just to like test the waters, but you know, Scott McCauley called me a week after our high school season ended, and asked me if I wanted to come out to winter camps down there. And when I got down there, he treated me really well. They brought me out for supper, they just put me in a good scenario. When I went there, there was only four running backs, they just put me in a better situation to get on the field right away, because I know I wanted to play U-Sports football down the road as soon as possible. But even with the Hilltops, like, such a great program, but they just had so many guys at my position, and they're so good at keeping guys around for 5 years. So playing there, it was just, I would have had to wait way longer. But Scott just gave me the opportunity to play in my first year, and yeah, I'm really grateful. He gave me a great opportunity down there and just a lot of opportunities to play.
Yeah, and I guess it helps you develop too. You get to get game snaps and develop your body as you try to, you know, because it is a big step to go right into the U-Sports too.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. I couldn't imagine if I would have just jumped into U-Sports, I don't know if I would have been ready yet.
Yeah. Colton Claussen joining us here from the U of S Huskies. They're outstanding, I don't know, slot back, running back, kick returner, you name it. Colton Claussen does it all. Okay, so let's talk about the big game against UBC. It looked like till the Rams had their win stripped, you guys would be, you know, have the last game of the regular season and the first playoff game against the Rams. That's not the case. You get to go back out to UBC. How do you like playing on the left coast?
It's really nice out there. Really nice facility. It's a great city. But, you know, we're going into this game. We played them about 3 weeks ago, and, you know, we made a lot of mistakes. We watched the tape, and a lot of mistakes. I think we gifted them 18 points based on mistakes we made that just are not character of us. So just watching the tape, we know these guys have a lot of athletes, but we know they're beatable. And I think we're really excited for this game, the game on Saturday this weekend.
Any danger in young men being out on the road in Vancouver? You just mentioned a nice city, and you know, maybe getting distracted.
Yeah, you know, like, there's a lot of the nightlife there is pretty good, and you know, guys want to go around. But I think a lot of character guys on our team, they understand that we're there on business. We're there to win a football game, and even last time we were there, everyone was really good. They knew before, like the night before the game, stayed in, walked around, did nothing crazy. Next day, even after lost, guys stayed in the hotel room. There's nothing to celebrate, so stayed home, relaxed, and I think this time we're just staying in Richmond. So we know it's strictly a business trip. We're getting in there, playing the game, getting out.
Your coach, Scott Flory's been around the block a few times. He knows how to handle things for sure. Okay, so it's Halloween as we speak today. It's Halloween as we talk today. What's the best thing you dressed up as, Colton Claussen?
Best thing I dressed up as? This weekend, me and my girlfriend went out. I went as Steve Irwin, and she went as a crocodile.
Steve Irwin died, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully your playoff chances don't. What's the best thing you dressed up as a kid? Do you remember?
As a kid?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the coolest, the weirdest thing. I dressed up as Zorro as a kid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
A little weird one.
How long did you trick-or-treat till? Like, not in terms of the time of the day. I'm talking, like, how old were you when you were done trick-or-treating?
I'd have to say grade 8 was my last year.
Grade 8. Did you stay in your neighborhood, or did Mom drop you off in the rich neighborhoods where you can get the bigger chocolate bars and stuff?
Oh, rich neighborhoods for sure.
Yeah, I got to load up, right? I love it. What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one. Henry Bar.
Oh, Henry Bar? Are you not much of a sweet tooth guy?
I'm a sweet tooth guy, but I was thinking when I look back as a kid and what I like to eat now, probably old Henry Bar.
Oh, Henry Bar. Cool. What are your pregame rituals? Do you like for instance, I don't, what time do you guys play on Saturday?
We play at 2:00.
So what does Colton Claussen do? You'll get up in the, what time will you get up in the morning?
That day I'll get up at 8:39. Get up, go for a little walk.
You mean 8:39 or 8:30 or 9?
Oh, 8:30 or 9.
I was going to say 8:39, you're really superstitious. Okay, yeah. So you're going to go for a walk. So you take a teammate? Do you go meditate yourself, buy yourself a coffee? What do you do?
I usually put my headphones on, go by myself. Go get a coffee. Mm-hmm. Just kind of clear my mind, like just try to focus on football from 8 to 5 o'clock whenever the game's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's that time of the day. That's just the time of the day you can let everything in the world kind of just fade away, and you can just focus on football, which is kind of nice.
So if I stole your phone right now and punched on the music and took your headphones, what would our listeners hear? The first thing they'd hear, what song would be on there, or what would we be listening to?
I don't know what song it would be. It'd probably be, especially during game, they'd probably be something on the rap or hip hop.
Oh, you're a rap or hip hop guy. You're not like you don't listen to Metallica or anything like that.
I listen to Metallica, but whenever it's game day or getting ready, it's usually hip hop and rap.
Yeah. Okay. So lastly, just to wrap up. Oh, by the way, is mom your biggest fan? Who's your biggest fan?
Oh yeah, my mom's my biggest fan.
Yeah, she's always retweeting my stuff too. So I like that. That's good. I like that. Okay. Yeah. So if you're gonna win, you finish a sentence for me, and we'll wrap this thing up. If the Huskies are to beat UBC, they have to
execute.
Execute. Okay, cool. And do you have a game goal? What's your game goals? Your personal game goals. Do you fill those out before the game? Like, do you say, I want to have 3 catches for 60 yards and 2 runs for, like, do you game goals yourself?
Do I do game goals myself?
Yeah.
We don't really do game goals. We do, like, scouting sheets and stuff, but we never do, it's the biggest thing I care about is I just want to win. That's the biggest thing.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, but coming in there having over 100 receiving yards and a couple touchdowns definitely wouldn't be the worst thing either.
Well, no, if you have 2 touchdowns and over 100 yards receiving, you guys got a pretty good chance to beat UBC. Colton Claussen, thanks for this. We'll be watching, and good luck as you carry the Saskatchewan flag through the CanWest playoffs.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really excited for this weekend.